So, Tiffany, if you are on the line, if you'll hit star 6, that'll allow you to join the call live. So if you can hit star 6 and join us, that'd be great.
Hello?
Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for joining me tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
So what's the weather like in Alaska right now?
Actually, it is mild temperatures, but we got a little bit of snow finally today. It won't stay around very long, but yay snow. It's been a dry winter, so.
So it's kind of a running joke with Tiffany and I, me being here in the South in Birmingham, Alabama. Every time we talk, I always ask her what her weather's like, because I have this in my mind, every time I talk to her, she's, you know, bundled up in a big fur coat and, you know, in a blizzard. And every time I talk to her, she tells me the weather's great. So I'm always disappointed not to hear there's a blizzard.
Yeah, it's a balmy 28, so we're thrilled with that.
28. You guys are walking around in shorts. Yeah, it's great. Well, listen, thanks again for joining me. What I'd like to do is I just really would like to have you share a little bit about your history, kind of where you were before we met, and then what were some of the challenges that you had before we started working together, and then we'll talk more kind of where you are at now.
Okay. I have a lot of people ask me, you know, how are you getting better, but I can't think of the trigger that caused me to get to where I was. All I know is before I started working with you, I had a lot of pain, and I was not sleeping hardly at all, it felt like. I was waking up 6 to 7 times a night. I had some shoulder issues that, because I'm a side sleeper, it would just hurt, and so I was tossing and turning and awake a lot. And then it kind of went from that into just kind of a body ache, where I would feel like I had exercised vigorously the day before. My legs hurt. My arms hurt a little bit. And it was just a deep muscle ache, even though I hadn't exercised the day before. And those were my biggest issues. I just didn't feel good. And my husband would always ask me, what's wrong? I'm like, I just don't feel good. I didn't know why. I didn't know the cause. I know that I just ached. I would try to exercise, and it would wipe me out for 3 days. I had zero energy. I would get up, get my kids off to school, and then I would take a nap. And those naps would be like 2-3 hours long, and I would still be just as tired as I ever was. There was no, oh, I feel great today, I just have a ton of energy, let's go get a lot done. It was just totally worn down.
And you're really busy. For those that don't know, you've got a very large family. Now, how many children do you have?
I have 8 kids.
And so, there, you know, you really didn't have the luxury of laying around and not doing anything. I mean, with your family, you had no choice. You had to just kind of get through the day. And I think you shared it with me in our first visit. That's kind of what you're doing. It's really kind of in a survival mode. And you
exactly
said your energy
was.
Yeah, and this had been going on for a while. And now tell me what doctors had told you when you'd gone to see them prior to us working together.
My story is a lot different than a lot of other people. I know they hadn't, a lot of people, your patients have had the official diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and I never got to that point. I through having all the babies, my main doctor was my OBGYN, and so I had just continued, my youngest is 7, and so I just continued to do my yearly checkups. With how I was feeling, I didn't know what doctor to go to, so I just didn't go to any. And with past problems, I seem to have a lot of issues where I'm feeling a particular something and I'll go to a doctor and they'll be like, oh, we don't really know why this is. And an example would be that shoulder pain I was talking about. I went to a doctor and he's like, oh, I think you have rotator cuff tear. He actually went through surgery and then got done and said, oh, you have a perfect shoulder. I don't really know why it's freezing up or why it hurts. So I did go to my yearly female visit, and I told her, I said, I am tired all the time. And so we talked a little bit about, and she asked me what I did for myself, And I said, well, I like to donate blood. That makes me feel like I'm doing something for someone, and it takes very little effort on my part. And she got very upset with me. She goes, with as tired as you feel, that's the last thing you should be doing. And we talked about the shoulder stuff, and she told me, you need to get more sleep. And I remember leaving that visit thinking, okay, like, you think I don't know that, but how do I get more sleep? Because it just hurts,
right,
and I'm waking up. There was no solutions. It was just, you need to get more sleep. Like, okay. And I left thinking, like, who's going to listen to me? I didn't know where else to go, so I just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happens a lot. You get so frustrated with seeing doctors that really tell you you just need to exercise more, or you need to lose weight, or you're just depressed, or it's all in your mind, or whatever it is. You just finally, I think you just kind of give up, and sad but true, but I think that happens a lot. Well, tell me, so your health goals, when we first started, I know the sleep was a big one, and tell me about your sleep now. How are you doing with your sleep?
Like night and day?
Yeah.
It's funny that you asked that, because literally this week, and after Christmas break, the kids are back on a routine, and I'm getting up, and my body is waking up on its own super early in the morning before my alarm is set to go off, and I get up at 5. But I'm waking up, and I'm alert, and I feel good. I feel rested. Occasionally, I still have that, where I have to shift sides because of the shoulder, but it's literally I'm awake, I'm asleep, whereas before it was, I'm awake. Oh, it's 12:30. I went to bed 45 minutes ago, and then it would be like every hour, sometimes 20 minutes. But now I'm pretty much sleeping from the time I go to bed till the time I wake up. Just 100% different.
Yeah. And then tell me about the pain that you had, because you had the neck pain, the mid-back pain, the hips, arms, knees, kind of everywhere at one point, right?
It was. It just... like I said, it was the deep muscle pain in my legs and my arms, but my husband would just brush my arm, or he would try and rub my back, and I would say, don't do that. It really hurts. I didn't like to be touched. I did have some headaches, but it was just most of the large muscles on my body, they just ached.
And then the other thing that... We worked on was that you had gained some weight. So, and your diet, like a lot of my patients, was a really healthy diet, and yet your metabolism was really down, was really compromised. So even though you were doing your best to eat healthy, you still were gaining weight and having issues feeling really run down and sluggish. So tell me about the diet. How'd you do on the diet that we put you on?
Started, and I appreciate the fact that when I started seeing you, it wasn't everything all at once. It seemed like you treated me in stages. And
right.
So the first thing was the food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got that back, and I thought, oh, great, what am I going to eat? But I still had some options because we hadn't started the diet. But I eliminated those food sensitivities, and there seemed to be a lot. And not
right.
Just everyone's like, oh, you were gluten. I'm like, no, it was more than that. It was garlic. It was vinegar. It was yeast. There were just a lot of them. So I did my best to eliminate all of those, and I lost 15 pounds fairly quickly. It just was kind of a turnaround. And then we moved into the diet, and because of those food sensitivities, I was pretty limited as to what I could eat within the diet. But I was really diligent, and I had success. I've lost about 50 pounds now, and I didn't anticipate the weight loss. I came to you because I wanted to feel better, and I was at my last, if this didn't work, this is how I'm going to have to be the rest of my life. And with my active family, I was going to be left out. But with the diet, I did see success, so...
And so, I always tell people it's not about the weight loss. That's a byproduct. For a lot of people, it's a happy byproduct. But really, in your case, it was because you just had so much inflammation that we found in the blood work. And really the only option, or the best option, was to have you go on this anti-inflammatory diet. And again, one of the byproducts of losing the body fat where you store inflammatory chemicals is that your metabolism goes up, so you have much more energy. Of course, we found that you had low thyroid that they had never found, and we put you on thyroid medication, over-the-counter medication. But the other benefit is by losing that extra weight, your inflammation goes way down and your pain goes way down. Do you think, now people are hearing this and thinking, oh my gosh, I have to go off all these foods and I'm not going to have anything to eat. But given what you went through, Tiffany, and you worked hard, it's not easy, was it worth it?
Absolutely. The people, my peers that I socialize, church or with my kids at school, you know, they're seeing the outward appearance of, oh, what are you doing? You look great. But I, sorry, I'm getting emotional. For me, it's the inside.
Sure.
It was so worth it because I feel better. I have the energy to go do the things that I want without doing those things and then paying for it in a negative way when I'm done.
Right.
I get to live the life that I choose to live. I don't get to live the life that my body allows me to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're still young, 44, 45, is that right?
45, correct.
Yeah, so still very young. And yet, a year ago, I guess at 44, you were thinking, wow, this is going to be, what am I going to do? I got all these children, and they need me, and I feel really run down, and the doctors were no help. So it must have been, I mean, you could have easily given up all hope. So what was it that got you to do something different that now has led to this positive outcome? What was it that kept you going and made you keep looking for answers?
Sorry, more emotions.
It's okay. I totally understand.
What kept me going is the belief in a higher power, a belief that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me and He understands what I was going through. And that if I was meant to have that, then help me deal with it. But if there's a better way, help me find it. And I believe that scrolling through someone's face, you know, my news feed on Facebook, one of my friends had linked some video that you had done. And for some reason I thought, oh, I'm going to watch this. And as you described things, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. And I pondered that for a while and then went to the website and pondered it more and approached my husband. And I'm like, I think I need to call them. And he's like, well, then do it if you think it'll help you. And then I sat on that for several weeks because I had to get over the part of, if I do all this and he says he can't help me, then what? So it did take a leap of faith to go, okay, I'm going to call and fill out the questionnaire and be prepared to be told, you're one of those people I can't help. But the blessing continued when you said, hey, we can do this, and I think I can help you. And so there's a tremendous amount of gratitude with all of that.
Well, what was it like working with me by phone? You're in Alaska. Obviously, you can't, I guess you could, but you couldn't come see me every week, you know. What was it like working with a doctor by phone?
It was different. Now when people ask me, well, what have you done? I'm like, I found a doctor who listens to me and who thought outside the box. And the thyroid, I think, would be a good example of that. If you look at what normal doctors think are the normal ranges, you know, maybe my test came back within that normal range, but you looked at the whole picture and you looked at not everyone is normal. And so to treat that thyroid, even though another doctor would have and has told me, oh, your thyroid's fine. But you took the time to listen and see me as a whole person and to continue to ask me questions that I didn't know needed to be asked. So I found it great. And the appointments weren't long. They were timely. And I knew that I could email or I love talking to your office staff because they always call me sweetie. or honey, and I know it's a South thing, but it makes me feel special, and they know me by name, even though I know you see a ton of people. But I was treated as an individual, not as a textbook case.
Right. Well, you've worked really hard, and I think it's important to say that because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people think that it's about just taking a bunch of supplements and that's it, or changing your diet to eat healthier. And it's much more to it than that. I mean, it really took a lifestyle change for you, and you worked really hard, and I'm really proud of you for getting where you're at. And then, you know, people ask me, so, and I guess I'll ask you, so do you feel like you've beaten fibromyalgia?
That's a tricky question.
It is a tricky question. It is. I'm curious to hear what you would say to that.
It's like climbing a mountain, I think, and I think I'm climbing it and I'm conquering it, but there's always the potential that something that I do or more that something that I don't do, if I'm not proactive, and I have those days when I wake up and I'm like, oh, I think my legs are feeling, and I have to think, okay, what am I doing? I have to put me first, otherwise I could very much end up right back where I was, and that's a scary thought when you, because you almost forget how bad it was when you start to feel good, just like you forget how what it feels like to feel good when you feel yucky. So have I beat fibromyalgia? Yes, for today, but I have to take care of me to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Great answer. Was there anything you'd like to share with the folks on the call tonight or the folks who may listen to the replay of this? Anything you'd like to share with them before we finish up this evening?
I think the biggest thing is that we have that intrinsic knowledge of what our body is and how it should be, and we know when things aren't right, and to just keep looking for those answers. Don't, if someone tells you you're fine or someone tells you, you know, blows off you, don't give up, because you know that there's something wrong and someone will listen. And for me, that someone was you.
Yeah. Great. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I look forward to talking to you soon. And I think you're an inspiration to everybody that's going to listen to this. They're going to have to be inspired by your story. And it makes me feel great just to hear how well you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.